you find that what a person had gone through previously plays a huge part in how they are able to endure or recover from the torture. That is, if they had a healthy background, we see amazing capacity for people to be able to get on with their lives in spite of things that I would think would have left me totally broken. On the other hand, if they had a difficult background, it's going to be greatly compounded. The cultural factors play an equally important part, as early life experience does. The short-term immediate effects of torture, besides the physical ones, which most quickly come to mind, are the psychological, which are less visible. The cognitive ones, disruptions of memory, disruptions of concentration, the problems of ruminations, being obsessive about what one went through and not being able to stop thinking about it.